questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is 18 minutes to 10 o'clock. Oh, whoops, time ready. Some good radio going on here today. Some professional radio. 18 minutes to 10 o'clock. Time to ready, steady, learn. And our guest this morning from the University of Auckland, PhD candidate Roman Grubner. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
We're going to talk about crows, New Caledonian crows.
Yes.
Why New Caledonian crows?
Well,
is that because you want to go on holidays in New Caledonia every year to study them?
Oh, it's lovely there. It's awesome.
Sure.
No,
it's very nice.
Oh, yes. No, the New Caledonian crows are special crows. They're one of the few animals that use and manufacture tools. So like the chimpanzees, Jane Goodall discovered, these crows are also using little stick tools to poke into big logs.
It's a whole new thing, isn't it? It's a whole new, we've had over the years a few people coming in and sort of shine the light on the wonderful world of brainy crows. And where is it at sort of around this like internationally? What sort of things have we discovered in the last couple of years about crows?
Well,
and their ability to be able to do clever things that other birds can't do.
Oh, yes, they're awesome. No, we discovered a lot of things. So, for example, about 10 years ago, we saw that they're able to do meta tool use, which means so the crows have one little tool, and with that tool, they can get another tool, and with that one, they can then get a reward. And that was the basis of our experiment.
So they get, you get one tool to open a thing so that they can get another one, and
exactly.
They use that one to... That's not just a performing crow, is it? That's like a crow by the brain, brainy crow.
So,
well, and what's that when you say tools? So they, if they're using tools, you've obviously discovered this in the wild.
Yes.
So do they just sort of go where they need to go, fashion a tool and use it, or they for what they're doing just in their natural day to day life, or do they carry the same tool around with them like a tradesman?
No, sometimes.
Or a trades crow. You know what I mean? Because I think it'd be weird if they carried like a stick around with them everywhere.
No, they don't really do it. I mean, they keep a tool safe if it's a good one, but otherwise they use like little twigs. They break them. They manipulate them even so that some of them have little hooks on the bottom.
Really?
So that it's easier to get the yummy big grubs for them.
It's all about food, isn't it, really,
for
the crows?
Of course.
Do you have your own crows that you go back and see every time, or are they?
No, we do capture and release studies. So every year,
to not deprive them of their freedom.
April, yes. We're going to go out to New Caledonia, we catch them, put them in an aviary for about 4 to 5 months, and then we release them again.
What sort of things do you get them to do? Are they cool about it? Are the crows cool about it? They're sort of, oh my God, I've been caught. I don't have my freedom anymore.
Well, it's just a short amount of time, and we only
I'm not painting you as any sort of slave driver. I'm just saying, you know?
Yeah, but we feed them a lot. They do awesome tricks. They get food every day. And, yeah.
So, I mean, but what sort of things do you get them to do? Like, obviously, the tool-to-tool situation? What's another way of...
So, for example, they can also pull up a string from a twig, so with food in it.
Wow.
They can wait a little bit until they get their next food.
Patience?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really? That's so weird. They just sit there and wait.
They can also do...
They know how to play the long game. Is that what you're saying? Right, okay.
And sometimes they even trick us.
Really?
They're very cheeky sometimes.
It has got to be humiliating when that happens. When you've travelled all the way from New Zealand to New Caledonia, set up a whole system and the bird tricks you, that's hilarious.
It's funny to watch. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
You did it.
We want to up our game. When did we first find out that crows had these abilities that other birds don't have?
It was in the mid-90s. That was discovered by the University of Auckland that they are using.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo, that's this Auckland test. From Auckland. Yeah.
Exactly. And since then, we're constantly working on
Any other birds that come close to crows, or do similar sort of have the similar sort of brain workings? The crow that you
well,
can be able to do this stuff?
The whole crow raven family is really smart and also.
I'll just tell the listeners, I'm not that big on crows and magpies and ravens and things like that.
They are awesome. No, and parrots are also really smart and come very close also with the brain.
This might sound like a really stupid question, but I was just asking this before you came in to some people in the office there. If you've got a parrot from Russia and a parrot from New Zealand and a parrot from France and a parrot from Tanzania, do they all mimic in the same languages? Of course, they're in different languages.
It's more
like
less,
there's a French parrot in that room and an English parrot in this room going talking, yeah?
They're actually mimicking the sounds.
But because I've got a book about grey parrots that goes into quite in depth about how the grey parrots in particular, like actually can, but it may still be mimicking, but it's quite in depth mimicking. It's like paragraphs of stuff. You know? Is it like that? Could crows do that? When are crows going to get up to this to be able to do that?
No, not really. Crows are not really mimicking speech.
They haven't got time for that. They're just collecting food.
Yeah.
And so what do you hope to find out from here? What's the next step?
Well, the next step will be going further. So we just found out that, okay, crows can definitely plan a sequence ahead or more sequences ahead into the future.
We just
want to know the boundaries of what they can do.
What do you think? What do you personally think? Just off the record.
I think
off
we
the
can
record,
go a
out,
bit
of,
further.
Out of the land for a second. And what do you, what, I mean, how far do you, what, you must have your thoughts on how smart these birds are.
Yeah, I just think they're very smart. Every time I look at them, it feels like it's like there's something more going on, and it's just amazing.
I think we really underestimate animals.
Yes,
I think we really,
think
really,
so
really, really do. You know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, Roman, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
If people want to watch a video of the crows doing the work that you guys are doing with the crows and stuff, or find out more information about it, how do they do that?
Well, we have a website. It's the Animal Minds.
Can we track that up on our website, Tess?
Yeah, we sure can. Yeah,
and
sure can.
We also have
Animal Minds
recently released a YouTube video.
What should we search for that?
New Caledonian crows can mentally represent meta tool problems.
Right, so once again, that is New Caledonian crows can mentally represent
meta tool problems.
Boom. Just type that in your search. Hey, thank you, Roman. Have a great day. Thanks very much.
Thanks, bye.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.